And it's Isaiah 55, verse 3, which says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David."
If you keep going.
I love Isaiah. I'd love to keep going. "Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you."
Keep going.
Oh, look, we could keep going and going. I love this chapter. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Abundantly pardon. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Shall I keep going?
Let's stop here for a moment and reflect on what the passage here is saying.
Please.
This is first and foremost a clear chapter, a clear passage which talks about forgiveness from sin. This is not some obscure passage which is not dealing with the issue of forgiveness of sin. This is clearly coming to address people who have gone off the way, people who have sinned, God sending the prophet to assure them that there is a way back. There is a way back. What is the way back? So in the context of this passage, which is a directive to the Jewish people, and, you know, if you extend it further, this is a directive to anybody and everybody, that if you feel that you are out of a relationship with God, if you feel that you've gone off the way, God says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." So it's clear that God's telling us, "You want to know the way back? Forsake your evil ways, and I will accept you back. Come back to me," as it says in the book of Zechariah and so many other places. "Return to me and I will return to you." It's a very simple way. What does it mean to sin? To sin means to miss the mark, to deviate from the path. You want to know the way back? Just turn around. That's all you need to do. Turn around and God will forgive. Repentance throughout the Bible, over and over and over again, anytime the question is brought up, what do we do about sin? God's answer is unequivocal. It is always repentance. Ezekiel chapter 33 is one of the key passages that Judaism would point to where you get a comprehensive teaching about forgiveness from sin.
So it says from verse 10, "Therefore, you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you shall say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked."
Let's take it apart slowly. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10 tells us that God is now repeating back to Ezekiel that which Israel is complaining about. They're saying, look, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, we pine away in them, how can we then live? In other words, how do we deal with the burden of sin? It's weighing upon us, and surely we're going to die because of our sins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is over here, that God explicitly points us and tells us, I am now about to talk to you about dealing with sin. The point I'm trying to really give across is how explicit it is, how God puts his finger on the button and says, this is a teaching about forgiveness from sin, how to deal with sin. And then, if you can continue reading, we'll hear what God has to say explicitly about this issue.
"So I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Turn! Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Nor shall the righteous be able to live because of his righteousness in a day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteous works shall be remembered, but because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die.
In other words, there's no free pass. You can't say, I lived 5 years of my life as a righteous person, and now it's a free-for-all, I'll do what I want, and I'll start drawing off, whatever I've invested before. No, if you leave the path, if you leave the path of righteousness, in other words, if you start disobeying God, if you start living your life in a way which is contrary to the will of God, then all your righteous deeds are not going to help you on the day when I'm bringing into account all of your evil deeds, all of your transgressions.
So it comes down to faithfulness. It comes down to the condition of faithfulness. Is that fair?
Faithfulness and ultimately your deeds, your obedience to God, your relationship with God, coming back to that relationship with God and working it through to the end is what counts.
And just again, this is outlined so beautifully in Ezekiel chapter 18 as well, and he goes through a list there in Ezekiel 18. Verse 14 says, again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right, verse 16, none of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely live.
In other words, God is telling us over here that he's imputing righteousness on the person who truly repents. God is imputing righteousness. In other words, all of your sins that you have committed on the day that you sincerely turn to God and you change your ways, God says, I wipe out all your sins. None of them will be remembered anymore. This is a key passage where God tells us how to deal with sin.